Hi, I'm Kenny. So, background information. I was born in July 2nd, 1994. I was born in Southern California. I was born to a Vietnamese family. My parents were immigrants. They came here around 93. My family's Buddhist, so I was exposed to a lot of spiritual things and worshiped a lot of false gods. And I live in a family of seven. I have four brothers and sisters. They're all Buddhist, but for me, I'm a little different. Even though I was the baby of the family, I was more independent from them, so I wasn't very influenced by the false religion. My parents had to work a lot because we were poor, so I spent a lot of time in my babysitter's house, and I technically lived there. It was a household full of kids who were in the same situation as I am. They're all Vietnamese. And during this time, I was exposed to a lot of sin. I mean, you can imagine what life is like living in a household with seven other kids with lack of parental authority and having a lot of neglect from their parents. You can imagine a lot of sin that we can get into. So my sinful heart exposed itself. As it says in Romans 6:19, you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness. And as a young kid, around six or five, I became that sinful person. And I was born to sin. As I got a little bit older, like around seven, I moved to Illinois. I first moved to Glen Ellen and then Addison. And I thought I was going to get out of that mess and actually live with my parents. But towards the end of summer, I ended up moving to another household. It was another babysitter, Vietnamese, more a lot of kids, same situation that I am. And this lady, she went to church, so she kind of brought me and her grandkids to church, and I was exposed to Christianity for the first time. And I can just remember going to VBS, you know, hearing the stories about Noah's Ark and all that, and I was very curious, and this is something new to me, and always curious about the existence of God. And when I was young, I always wanted to know what's out there. So during this time, I talked to my friends about it. I was like eight. You know, we would have discussions about religion and Christianity. And my friend told me that she didn't really like it because, you know, like they taught that you got to be a Christian to go to heaven. And we thought, you know, as young kids, that's not fair. And you know, like what about other religions, you know, like Buddhism and all that. So even though my friends, her grandchildren didn't like it, it still kind of got me nervous because I remember learning that if you lie or sin, you're going to go to hell. And I knew as a little kid, I lied a lot and I stole a lot. So I was very scared. And I remember like before school, I would like pray to God and please forgive me and try to work out my salvation. But that burden never came off. And I even made a profession of being a Christian, you know, telling people that I'm a Christian now just because I go to church. But in the scriptures, it says, Matthew 7:21, many people in that day will say, Lord, Lord, but Jesus will deny them, say that he never knew them. You know, and I was that person at that time. And eventually I moved again, so I stopped going to church. I never really liked going to church because it seemed like a waste of time for me. I just came there to hang out. And so I stopped going. And as I got older, as I got into my teen years, I sort of stopped believing in God, that there is a God out there, just because, like when I was 12 or 13, I thought a lot about life in this world. I just saw how bad this world is, like a lot of people dying, and how bad my family was. So I just said to myself, you know, like there can't be a real God out there. So I became atheist for some time, and I was just like back and forth with my beliefs. So that was before my life with Christ, and how I came to know Christ. When I was a freshman in high school, I got into this huge fight. It was a physical fight. I was like 14 at that time, and I ended up getting arrested, got suspended. And this was huge for me because I lost a lot of friends after that. And my purpose, the purpose of my life at that time was just to be happy, you know, like a lot of people. And my joy was based on the popularity that I had in high school. And then so I became this kid that a lot of people like and a lot of people enjoy being around to this person that not a lot of people like and started to hate. And that really struck me. Like my purpose, my life just lost its value right there. So I got into this huge like depression, and I thought about death, like suicide wasn't really the choice for me, because I felt like if I committed suicide, that would hurt my mom a lot, and I was the baby of the family, so I couldn't really do that to my mom. But I still wanted to stop being in this world, and I just remember one night crying out to God, you know, if he's really out there, to just please kill me right now. And I knew that he could. Like every time I would get into the car, I was just begging God to like please get me into a car accident and just like end my life. But instead he saved me. And there was this friend that I knew since seventh grade. We would talk here and there, but he wasn't really a close friend to me because he didn't seem like the cool kids. He was kind of nerdy, but he knew the gospel and he wanted to bring me there. So when he found out that I got into this fight, he knew my situation. He saw that it was the opportunity to bring me to God, seeing that I was broken. So he started asking me to join a lot of activities with him, like play high school football and do some weight training with him and start hanging out with him more. And we did. And I remember one day after working out at Lifetime Fitness, we went downstairs to the cafe, and I forgot how, but we started talking about God. I think it's because he asked me if I wanted to come to this the seminar that taught about the Bible and about life. And that got me kind of interested, because I've been curious about, you know, like life and God and the Bible for such a long time. So I decided to go. And I remember the first night being there, the pastor was talking about evidences on how the Bible's real and how it's not made up. And he talked about how the flood was real. It's not a fairy tale. And I remember after the sermon, the first night, there was a Christian that came up to me, and he asked me where I was going to go if I died. And that really, you know, like struck me, because like I felt like I was going to go to heaven at one time. And then as I look back in my life, I saw all the sins that I got into, and I realized that hell could be a possibility for me. So I was really shocked, and I didn't really answer the question. I was just stood there staring at him, and tears were going to fall out because I was so, like, scared. So he just told me to just keep on coming to this church and to learn more about God. And And he also talked to me about my past, and I told him about how I used to go to church, and I told him I'm a Christian. And then he rebuked me for that. He's like, "You're not a Christian just because you go to church." And I was like, "Whoa." And I was just like, okay. And then I realized I might actually be going to hell. And I told my friend Jake, you know, like, please teach me. Please help me learn about God. And if there really is a way to heaven, please tell me. And I remember driving home or getting in the car that night, praying to God to this, please give me a chance to hear the gospel. Because I knew that if I would get into a car accident and die that night, I knew that I would end up in eternal hell. So, and God really did give me that chance. During the seminar, I learned many new things. I learned that if you commit one sin, then that's it. You know, you're going to hell. There's no way you can repay that, and you break all the commandments. And I learned that I was born as a sinner. Like, I was born to sin, and man was fallen through Adam's action, and all men are fallen short of the glory of God. And just, I spent a lot of time studying the scriptures, because I always had doubts about the Bible, you know, like, this is a big book. A lot of people say that it's wrong, and I'm not willing to believe in something if I don't understand, like, if I don't know what it is. And I wanted to know what the Bible is first before I put my trust in it. So we spent a lot of time doing that. And towards the end of the seminar, we got to the gospel. The pastor talked about Jesus and why he had to die on the cross. He referred a lot to the Old Testament and what they did. And of course, I asked a lot of questions, you know, like, how did people get saved before Jesus died and stuff like that. And I remember during the sermon, the pastor showed a clip of, like, Jesus getting beat, you know, a clip from The Passion. I'm sure you guys are aware of that. And the first time I saw this, I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, this guy really is going through a lot. And I just didn't know what it had to do with me. And my friend, he was very desperate for me to get saved, and he kept asking me if I believe in this now. You know, like, if I believe in the gospel, because he showed me, like, a lot of evidences that the Bible's real, so this has to be true. But for me at that time, I didn't understand a lot of things, like repentance. Like, the pastor said, you gotta repent and believe. I didn't really understood that. That was new to me. And Christ, I didn't look at Christ as my Savior that time. So I just told him that I don't believe. And I'm not willing to say that I believe just to please him. You know, I try to be honest with him and honest with myself. So what I did was, after that, after hearing the gospel, I decided to keep on going to attending this church until I understood it. And there was this winter retreat that was coming up during Thanksgiving break, and at first I didn't want to go because it was really expensive and I wanted to spend time with my family, stay home, play video games and work out. But something inside of me said that I should really go to this. And I did. During the retreat, we spent a lot of time listening to sermons again. It wasn't really a time to have fun. I spent, like, each sermon was like 2 hours, and I was so tired. The only fun time I had was just sharing ghost stories at night with my friend. So I was really tired, and a lot of stuff was just... a lot of stuff from the Bible was just stuffed into my head, and On the last day of the retreat, the pastor talked about Luke 15, repentance and faith. And he talked about the prodigal son, and he gave real life stories that I could really apply to myself, like how a son disobeyed his parents by like stealing or something, and he's really scared that the parents might condemn him, so he ran away from his house, and the parents found out that he was missing, and the parents was really worried about him, and went out through the town making posters, asking the son to please come back home, you know, like, I'll forgive you for whatever you did, I just want you to come back home. And I sort of put my shoes into that person, and I realized that throughout all my life as a little kid, I've been fighting against God, walking in the wrong direction, you know, like in Isaiah 45, I was like a sheep being led astray. And I realized that if I come back home to God, he won't condemn me. Like, he's willing to forgive me, and he showed me that forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And I saw the clip again, Jesus getting whipped. That gruesome scene convicted my soul a lot that night, to seeing Jesus getting whipped. And I knew that they were because for my sins, like the pastor talked about over and over, how my sins was placed upon Christ, and this is what happened to him. This is what he went through because of my sins. And I just realized how much love he had for me. And I think in my mind, I kind of said to myself, I should just give up and stop doubting the scriptures and believe, because this is the God that I've been looking for when I was young, throughout my life. Like, this is it right here. And knowing that he has a lot of love, I decided to put my trust in what he did for me. And at the end of that sermon, I told my friend that I believe I'm a Christian now because of what Christ has did. I confess that Christ is really the true God, regardless of what people say, regardless of how many people that just try to dispute his resurrection. I believe that the Bible is true, and there's so many evidences that back that up. I'm confident that I'm not just blindly believing in this. And Christ is really like everything to me, because without him there is no life. And my life after Christ, after the retreat, the first passage that we had fellowship on was James chapter 2, verse 26, you know, faith without works is dead. And like right off the bat, I was challenged. I remember the youth leader was talking to the youth group, you know, saying, you know, you say you have faith in Christ, you say you love Christ, and you say you believe what he did for you. Now go out and live like it. And as I lived my life, God's love really compelled me to do things that I didn't think I would do, like give up weightlifting, because I idolized that a lot, and many other things. And he really did made me into a new creation. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, old things has passed away, new things has come. And my Christian life was actually harder than my life before Christ. I think I wept more as a Christian than I did when I went through depression. But hey, that's okay, because, you know, Matthew 5, blessed are those who mourn. And
Amen.
Part of the reason was, I believe part of the reason why I went through that, or I'm going through these things, is because once after I got saved, I was placed into this reality that this is the only way to heaven. And I can remember walking through my high school hallway, looking at the kids talking and looking at my friends, and I realized that most of them are going to go to hell because they don't know Jesus. And that was just, that was the reality that I had, and I was very, you know, grieved for my friends and family, and that's part of the reason why I spent most of my time being grievous. If I could, like, generalize my Christian life, my life after Christ, with a verse, I would use 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Share in sufferings as a good soldier of Christ. God really tested my... I felt like God tested my faith a lot, especially the time when I first got saved. I was, like, 15. I found out my grandma was going to die. She was, like, on her deathbed, and I was going to go to Vietnam that summer because for my brother's wedding, and I was planning on trying to preach the gospel to her somehow, but she ended up dying before I got there, not knowing Christ, and I knew that, you know, I told God that hurts really bad, but I can't stop following him regardless of what happens, because the scriptures is true no matter what. And even if God never sent his son for me, he is still loving and just. And just many things. And Jake, the person that preached to me, he became an apostate. He no longer believes in the gospel. And these things are just... seems like all these things are chaotic in my life, but in the midst of that, I still have this peace that I have with God that gets me through these things. And so, and I told myself, even if like the people that I look up to, like John Piper or John MacArthur, became atheists, and I would still follow after Christ, regardless of what happens. And I wanted to leave you guys with this verse, somewhere in 1 John. God has loved me. God first loved me, so I love him, and that's really the drive of my life. I can love God because he first loved me. And that's it. Thanks.